This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Many parents believe that letting their kids sip and taste alcoholic drinks is harmless. Some might even think that a little taste in the company of responsible adults would promote more responsible drinking rather than having a little taste on the sly. But a new study out of Buffalo University has found the opposite to be true. Letting your child have little tastes could be setting them up for problems with alcohol later in life. Dr. Justin Colson is a leading parenting expert. He's the author of 10 Things Every Parent Needs to Know, and he's been looking into this. Hi, Justin.
Hello, Katrina.
Now, what is wrong with letting your kids have very occasional little sips and tastes of alcohol? You would think it might be good to kind of introduce them gradually to alcohol in a way that makes it less fascinating.
That's certainly been the logic that people have used for a long time. Mm. And they usually point to what's called the Mediterranean effect. You know, we've got people who are over in France and Italy and those European countries where alcohol is kind of just a normal part of life, and apparently, from our distance, we see the way that they consume alcohol and think, well, they're doing it so well, maybe we should learn from them. The research doesn't bear that out, and I've kind of been banging this drum for about 5 or 6 years now, maybe a little longer. The research consistently has shown that when we give kids access to alcohol at younger ages, whether we're in the Mediterranean or in Australia or the US or anywhere for that matter, they are more likely to consume higher amounts of alcohol and also binge more.
Mm, and there's been a new study on this as well. What's that one shown?
Yeah, so this one was quite interesting. They found that early sipping and tasting, and we're talking about, you know, when kids are particularly young, predicted increased drinking behavior in young adulthood, which is, you know, kind of what we're talking about. Essentially what goes on is the kids believe that their parents are endorsing alcohol consumption. And so they think that then when they're with their friends, it's fine for them to go berserk, but they just don't regulate themselves very well. And interestingly, they found that most kids are going to drink alcohol without parental permission. But the data showed that this, well, they called it infrequent tasting, whether it's with parent permission or not, infrequent tasting before the age of 12, the kids were much more likely to be drinking at harmful levels once they were in their teens.
Well, what I found really interesting when I was looking at this study was that these were kids from, like, responsible families who didn't have other risk factors for being, you know, for going off the rails. They were just nice, good families, and they were tasting it only very occasionally, like 3 or 4 times a year. So that kind of blew my mind that could have such an impact on them. It sounds like, Justin, that you're pretty convinced that this model of having the very occasional sip and taste is actually a bit of a problem.
Yeah, and I get poo-pooed for it all the time by people who are sure that they know better.
Right.
Which is kind of demoralising because, like I said, this is not the first study to come out to say this. There is now quite a large number of studies that have shown in all sorts of environments, in all sorts of communities, with all sorts of backgrounds, that when we take this laissez-faire approach to alcohol consumption with our kids, and I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I would watch my grandpa, he would give my 3- and 4-year-old siblings sips of his beer.
Mm. And it was supposed to turn you off it, like letting you smoke a cigarette. It was supposed to make you go, right, oh, yuck, I'll never have that again.
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, what the data shows is that the more frequently we give our kids access to grog, even if it's just fun, even if it's just to give them a taste so that they'll, you know, grow up to drink it responsibly, they just see it as mum and dad giving them a great big tick of approval for getting on the booze, and they actually do that.
Thanks for that, Justin.
Good to talk to you, Katrina.
Yeah, that's parenting expert Dr. Justin Colson, and we have been talking about kids and alcohol this morning.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.